USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The head of the World Bank says leadership from stronger countries is needed to help prevent global recession.
There needs to be lots more production, and that's most available to the strongest countries.
Appearing on CBS's Face the Nation, World Bank President David Malpass saying it's up to countries with bigger economies to increase production, and no country can do that better than the United States. An investigation is underway after 22 people were found dead inside a bar near Cape Town, South Africa. A spokesman for the health department saying the dead include men and women who were patrons inside the Enwabeni Tavern. He says the bodies are being sent to state mortuaries for autopsies so as to be able to find out why they all died. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
Before I started taking Balance of Nature, I was so exhausted, and they found nothing wrong. Everything was good, just no energy. For years, I was so worn out. Well, I want to tell you, Balance of Nature has been so good for me. I'm 84 years old, and I feel like I'm 30. I want to scream with happiness. I feel like I'm 30 years old now. So I want to thank Balance of Nature for everything, because this has been the best thing I've ever done.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Gas prices have dipped slightly over the past few weeks. Oil industry analyst Trilby Lundberg, the publisher of the Lundberg Survey, tells Fox News how much prices have decreased.
There's been a drop in the average pump price for the first time in 9 weeks. This is a 4-cent decline to an average price for a regular grade of $5.05 per gallon. The last time this happened, it was followed by a really big jump at the pump of 86 cents because oil prices bounced back up. I don't think that will occur this time.
Gas prices are still about $1.90 more per gallon than they were a year ago. A huge shipment of baby formula is now on the ground in Texas. A cargo plane carrying 150,000 pounds of baby formula from Germany arrived at Houston's Bush Intercontinental Airport Sunday. That's enough to supply over 1.5 million bottles of formula amid the ongoing shortage. USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air, starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler, and I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
As temperatures outside heat up, it can take just minutes for temperatures inside your car to rise to dangerous levels. 80% of temperature increase inside the car occurs within the first 10 minutes. That's according to data from Kids and Car Safety. On average, 38 kids a year die from heat exhaustion after being left inside a car. Hyundai and Kia have rear occupant alert systems in certain models that can detect when someone has been left in the back seat after the car is turned off. Connecticut Democratic Senator Richard Blumenthal says more auto manufacturers need to adopt this technology.
This kind of system ought to be absolutely basic technology in an age where cars are literally computers on wheels. There is no excuse for failing to detect a child in a car that is going to be locked in hot weather.
United Airlines is reducing the amount of flights from Newark Liberty International Airport next month. The company is cutting around 50 flights daily, or 12% of its schedule, to reduce delays at its New Jersey hub. The Powerball jackpot continues to climb. Monday's jackpot in the multi-state lottery will be worth $346 million. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.